Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And you know what it is. It's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday, and now including Mind Your Business Weekly. Now, right now, what It's a Wrap about is you not being registered to vote. You need to vote, people. If you are not registered in your home state in all of these 50 states, please get registered today. Yesterday was National Voters Registration Day. And if you've moved to a new city, sometimes we forget. Or if you haven't voted in a while because you're disgruntled with the voting process or you're not familiar with the electoral process, you need to go ahead and update your information. Even if you're not familiar with the electoral process, it's best that you re-familiarize yourself with it so you know what to vote for. And also, you can have a mail-in ballot to wherever you may be to vote without putting yourself in the fray of this unfortunate pandemic. But some of us are going to have to brave the force anyway, and I may be one of those people stepping up to the plate, and I believe that is what we're all at one point in time supposed to do. So I'm very happy about being a registered voter and getting the word out about voting. So it's a wrap for you not being where you're voting, where you're able to vote and where you're not registered to vote. Okay, people? And it's also a wrap for you not being knowledgeable about the electoral process. And our branches of government, a lot of people say, okay, well, we're just going to be worrying about one thing, which is who we have for president. And that's not the only place it needs to be. That's not where it needs to stop once you elect the president. It's about legislative moves. That's what it's about. If you don't know that, you need to know now. Who you vote for after the executive branch in office. The executive branch is the president, the governor, and the mayor. The legislative branch is Congress, State House, and City Council. The judicial branch is the Supreme Court, which we had Ms. Ginsburg recently passed away part of, and the Supreme Court and the judges. So when you get your elected official in office, when that executive president is in office, governor and mayor, you go back and you vote for who you want in Congress, the state, and city council. Those are the ones that make the laws. Those are the ones that make moves. So if you don't know, now you know. And they set up different things that affect your everyday life and well-being. So just like anything else, you need to have good ruling government in order to be productive. It's all about solutions, people. And if we don't find solutions, we will always have a problem. Now, if you have any questions, feel free to call in. You can call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596 live on Blog Talk Radio for Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Now, next, what we have is Mind Your Business Weekly. This is all about your business in film, movies, and television. Now, Mind Your Business Weekly, we will always give note as to business information for the entertainment business. And today I want to talk about why you should definitely mind your business weekly in who you surround yourself with. And when you get in business, you're going to definitely learn that who is around you and supporting you will make vital to your career. If you do not have a supporting cast, you will not be the star, or you will no longer be the star. And I know this personally. You have to have the support of your family, friends, significant other. And if you do not, you have to be strong for yourself. I know firsthand how it is to have people that are in your life and supposed to support you and not do it or partially do it or sabotage you in some kind of way through emotional manipulation. And a lot of women, unfortunately, who are working individuals, working mothers, in leads and companies or CEOs will find themselves in that position, as well as men. But we need to recognize what your supporting cast is meant to do. Sometimes you don't, as an entrepreneur, you don't always need someone to fix it. Sometimes you just need a listening ear and support. You have to have a break away from that. And you have to also know where you lie. There is a difference between being an entrepreneur and a small business owner. So once you identify where you are, you need to know who you are and who needs to be there to support you, because that attachment is like a child. It's like you have a brand new baby and you're growing it. You're seeing it grow up after a year. That's, you know, and once they hit 5 years, it's ready for kindergarten. It's ready to get into school and really do some work, because there are growing pains if you have not had any business acumen, and if you have not worn the hat of a CEO. And being an employee is very different than being a CEO. That a C-suite position is a completely different mindset and way of being. But in the midst of your change and your transition, what comes out in your personal life will definitely come out in your business. So if you do not have people who are supportive of your business that are personally related to you, it's going to show. You will not be productive at work. You will stop. And if you are productive, you will stop being productive. It will cause you to be distribute or put out bad work or half work. And also, you may just want to give up altogether. And so you have to address the people that are either for you or against you. And those can be in covert measures at any time, because sometimes our family and friends and significant others become a little tyrannical because we are changing, we are evolving, we are turning into a cocoon to butterfly in another direction. And that may not always include them in the same way that they're used to. So if you have someone that is not happy in their own life, they will not be happy for you. So as I said earlier, Mind Your Business Weekly is also making it a wrap for those who are not supporting you and what you need to do. And that is vital to everything you do. And if you have no one, the dream goes nowhere. Know that God will support you. And I know that for sure, because if there's no one to, you know, if you can't find someone to pray for you, pray for yourself, or, you know, speak to the universe where it can come back to you and make a difference in your world. Now, also, if you want to join into this conversation, feel free to do so. You can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And we can add your ideas or talk about the topics you want to talk about for It's a Wrap Wednesday and Mind Your Business Weekly. We'll have another segment coming up in the 10 o'clock hour where we speak about even more concerning movies, film, and television here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. But until next time, people, be great.